Welcome to our very first of many episodes of Child Sexual Abuse Prevention by Zena podcast. I am your host, Zena Ponsell. Thank you all so much for joining me today. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month as well as Sexual Assault Awareness Month, so what a perfect month it is to roll out this podcast in honor of our children. The cover of this podcast is my attempt to incorporate with what this podcast is really about, child sexual abuse prevention. If you'll dig a little deeper in looking at the podcast cover, you know, the one with the little kids sitting on it, there's a reason for the teal and the blue colors. Teal represents sexual abuse, while blue represents child abuse, and that's nationally. I didn't make that up. So the colors, as well as the little people that you see, kind of bring together what this podcast is about and moving forward. Grab your blue and your teal shirts this month and represent the kids. Again, April's Child Abuse Awareness Month as well as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So let's roll out this podcast. If you've clicked on here with me, that tells me you care about children of all ages and want to protect them from being sexually abused, as I do. Some of you, regardless of gender, may be listening because as a child, you may not have had anyone to protect you from this type of abuse, and you want to be sure that kids, or any kids, don't endure what you went through. So you're scrolling through social media trying to gather information, and you ran across me. True, you probably had adults around you as a child, but unfortunately, your adults may not have been what myself and others call safe adults, who should have been protecting you as a child from anything that would harm you. If you were a child around any unsafe adult growing up who harmed you, and there was no one to protect you, or no one that you felt comfortable with telling because no one made you feel safe, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. If you experienced any form of child abuse, it was not your fault. You are not alone. A huge thank you to you for trying to learn as much as you can about child sexual abuse to protect other children from going through what you went through. If you're listening to this podcast and you are an adult victim of child sexual abuse, I highly encourage you to seek out counseling, if you haven't already, to help you through your childhood trauma. If you are unable to locate local assistance to provide you counseling, call 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-HOPE, H-O-P-E, which is 4673. That is the National Sexual Assault 24-Hour Hotline called RAINN, R-A-I-N-N, which stands for Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. They will be able to help you. Go to their website at www.rain.org and look around to see the different services they offer, completely free. I'll be sure and put the number and website to RAINN, again, that's R-A-I-N-N, in this episode description. Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about me so you'll know who you're listening to. Generally, I will not be talking about me on these podcasts. My focus moving forward will be on the kids. Again, my name is Zena Ponsell. I'm going to take you all the way back to my pre-K days. No, not as a child, but when I was a resource coordinator at a pre-kindergarten program from 1997 through 2004. I had 100 four-year-olds in my caseload on our campus. My supervisor at the pre-K told me one day, she said, "Zena, go out and get involved in children's organizations in our area. Gather information on resources to help our pre-K babies and their families should they need anything." Well, that was all I needed to hear. I was gone. I was out the door. I hit the ground running, making phone calls and attending various meetings on services for children and their families. At one of the meetings I attended, as soon as it adjourned, someone stood up and informed everyone a rape crisis center was being established and they needed volunteer advocates to assist during forensic medical exams on the victims. I was the first one to sign my name on that list. My thought was, if any of my 100 babies from my pre-kindergarten program ended up in the emergency room as a victim of sexual abuse, I wanted to be a familiar face that those babies knew and to be by their side, knowing that their parents would be very distraught, and understandably so. That's how I got involved with the Rape Crisis Program, initially. I volunteered almost every weekend and worked at the pre-K with my babies during the week for several years. Within a short amount of time, the number of child victims served through that rape crisis program I was volunteering for were coming out of the woodwork. The numbers of child victims surfacing, they just skyrocketed. They were everywhere. Were children just now being victimized? No. Children have been being victims for years. Through community education, stemming from that rape crisis program that I was volunteering for, the education was going toward adults and children. Parents knew what to do now to get their children some help. And the kids, prevention education had begun in the school systems. Children now were learning who they could tell if they were being sexually abused by anyone and what to do if the first adult they told didn't believe them. They were to go to another adult, and if that one didn't do anything to help them, they were told to go to another one. And it was working. Prevention education in the communities for the adults and the children, it was working. And still is to this day. Through additional funding, the Children's Advocacy Center program was added to the Rape Crisis Center I was volunteering for. It seems like so long ago, but it also seems like yesterday. A lot has changed in the world as far as child protection since then. I'm excited to share new laws and additional information with you in later episodes. So I worked at the pre-K from 1997 to 2004. In 2004, I left the pre-K program and assumed the position as victim services coordinator for the same Rape Crisis Child Advocacy Center I had been volunteering at. I was there from 2004 to 2018. So combining my years of volunteering and being a full-time employee of the Rape Crisis Child Advocacy Center, I had a total of 19 years with that program. 19 years of attending numerous child sexual abuse-related trainings, workshops, conferences, and more. 19 years of working with and assisting sexual abuse victims of all ages and both genders. I literally immersed myself into the educational component of sexual abuse against adults and children. As many of you probably do in your jobs and in life in general, I, along with my coworkers within that organization, wore several hats as well. All of my positions over those years included volunteer advocate, victim services coordinator, volunteer coordinator, prevention education coordinator, forensic interviewer, extended forensic interviewer, and child advocacy center coordinator. While I didn't wear all those hats at the same time, I did wear several consistently. In a later episode, I will provide you with a breakdown of what each of those different positions involved for those of you who may want to work in the human services field helping others. It was one of the most stressful yet most rewarding jobs I've ever had. I would do it all over again. I'm still doing a little contract work with them for the volunteer program. I'm getting old, but I still want to help people, which is why this podcast was created. If you have a passion for this type of work, most rape crisis and child advocacy centers have a volunteer program, and I'm pretty sure there is one in your area. Who knows? It may just turn into a full-time position you're passionate about. I'm passing the torch on to you. Okay, that's enough and probably way too much about me. Let's talk about kids. I'm going to provide you with three different websites for you to go to. All three have one thing in common: keeping our kids safe. I will discuss each of these websites in depth, individually, on future episodes. I wanted to be sure you have tools now at your fingertips to use to protect your kids while my other episodes are waiting to be released. These three websites were my main go-to and referrals to others throughout the years. So here we go. Okay, website number one, d2l.org. That's D as in darkness, 2 as in the number 2, and then L as in light, d2l.org. Darkness to Light, which is the name of it, is an organization focused solely on ending child sexual abuse. There's a wealth of free information, also some printables on protecting children. They also offer a variety of trainings online. There is a small fee for those trainings. There are facilitators who offer face-to-face training as well. If they are tied to a nonprofit organization like a child advocacy center or something similar, they may provide the training at no cost. Anyway, go to the website, check it out, click on all the drop-down boxes or any little boxes you can find. Really look in there good. They've got some great information. Okay, the second one, website number two, netsmarts.org. That's NETSMARTZ. Net N-E-T, and then smarts, S-M-A-R-T-Z, ending in Z. So netsmarts.org. This website focuses on internet safety, online predators, sextortion, abductions, a little bit of bullying, and more. I love this website. I have used it so many times in the classrooms with kids of all ages. There are numerous age-appropriate videos for your kids. I'm talking very age-appropriate, kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade. They also have presentations already made for you to present to groups of children of all ages, as well as adults for individual or community presentation to let the adults know what to look out for and how the online predators are targeting our kids. I've used this website's presentations and videos for my school kids for many, many years. NetSmarts is pretty good about updating their information and videos as well. I know I was talking about presentations and groups of people, but anyone can go to the site, review the videos for the age of your child or the age group that you're interested in. Videos are pretty short, by the way, and show them to your child at home. After you review them, you must review them before you show them to your child, and it's all completely free. So any of this information can be used individually at home with your own personal kids, or can be used from an educational standpoint in a school system. School counselors can use them, teachers, social workers, whomever. It's just got some great information on there. Okay, website number three is radkids.org. Rad is, of course, R-A-D, and all that's lowercase. So rad is lowercase, and then kids, K-I-D-S, is uppercase. So it's radkids.org, R-A-D-K-I-D-S, with rad being lowercase and kids being uppercase.org. RAD stands for Resisting Aggression Defensively. What is RAD Kids? It's another favorite of mine, and yes, I'm an instructor of that one too. RAD Kids is a self-defense class for the children. The kids love it. The parents love it. It's one of the best child safety programs I've had the privilege of being a part of. Several schools have implemented this program, and several students have taken it. RAD Kids is for elementary school children only and provides them with the physical self-defense moves and self-confidence to protect themselves from anyone. The children learn that RAD Kids can only be used to protect themselves. It cannot be used for bullying. It's a great program. And this is, it's like for abductions and things like that. However, they do talk about body safety in the Rad Kids program. There's a book called Sam's Secret that they read, and I've read it several times to many children. All right, there's some safety information for parents on the Rad Kids website as well. A trained Rad Kids instructor has to present the actual Rad Kids classes. Again, but you can get information from their website as far as just safety tips and tools. And I think there's some activity sheets and things for the kids too. I actually think there's activity sheets on the netsmarts.org for the kids as well as the Rad Kids website. So anyway, there should be an instructor in your area. There's instructors all over the place. And Steve Daly, who runs Rad Kids, he goes around and trains people to teach Rad Kids. So if you do not have an instructor in your area for the Rad Kids program, go to the website, look up Steve Daly, and he can help coordinate something, maybe with your law enforcement officers. I know some schools use the PE coaches, or the school counselors are all trained. They work in conjunction with the PE. They run it through the PE program. Because the kids have to run to a safe zone, and it meets the PE standards as well, because these kids are moving when they're taking this program. Anyway, it's a lot of fun for the kids. It's very educational, builds self-confidence, teaches them how to break holds from somebody trying to abduct them. And it also goes over the body safety component. But anyway, those are the three websites on child safety that I have tossed your way. I will break those down further, like I said, in future episodes. In the meantime, go to their sites, plunder around, let me know if you have any questions. All three, again, have free printables for the kids and adults. School or daycare can send them home for parent education on child safety. Between these three sites, there's plenty of information to cover all age groups. So those websites are going to be listed on the podcast description as well, which will be episode one. I probably need to put that in there. Here are a couple of stats for you. 1 in 10 children are victims of child sexual abuse before their 18th birthday. Think about those numbers the next time you're around a group of children. 1 in 10. About 90% of the time, that's almost 100%, guys. About 90% of the time, almost all the time, the children know their offender. They know the person touching them inappropriately or making the children do things. They know the person telling them to keep their little secret. Talk about mixed messages these kids are getting. Oh my gosh. I know for years people have been teaching stranger danger, and I get it. We have to be careful of strangers, especially, you know, around our kids. But it's a really, really sad day when our kids aren't safe around people that we know, people that they know. In the upcoming episodes, I will be providing you ways to better protect your children without putting them in a bubble or keeping them away from everyone. They still need to be kids and having fun. Please don't take that away from them. We'll go over some safety rules you can implement at home or wherever for adults and kids together. I've heard the following from different trainings, and it makes total sense, and I'm going to share it with you. It's just like putting a helmet or a seatbelt on your child to keep them safe. We must put safety measures and rules in place for adults and children to protect our children from being sexually abused. It can be done. You've got this, and we've got this. Thank you for hanging out with me today on Child Sexual Abuse Prevention by Zena podcast. My email is csapreventionbyzena@gmail.com. Email me if you have any specific questions or comments. If you suspect child abuse, call 911 or your local Department of Family and Children's Services. Child Sexual Abuse Podcast by Zena drops every Thursday. Looking forward to our next visit.